Congressman Big Horse?
Here.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congresswoman Rebar?
Here.
Chair Keane?
Yes, sir. Be honored. And I walk to Comer. And touch Wakanta. And touch Wakanta Zinki. Hapakaha. Ilaha. Wanake. Tali Comer. Wajazi Nikashi. Lakele. Walapi Comer. Jinkajapa. No Nikashi. Lakele. Walapi Comer. Huheka Pingse. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again for this beautiful day and this Easter season. We want to thank you for your blessings and your guidance and the wisdom you've given us. And we want to ask you to be here with us today as we do the business of our people. And give us the courage to do the right thing, Lord. And we also want you to look after those in need, whatever it might be. It would be sickness or those who are grieving. And especially my good friends, the Davis family. Lord, be with them. And also, Lord, we ask you to just take care of all our needs. And we ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thanks, Congressman Maker. Next up is the minutes, approval of minutes. If you notice, they were sent out for September 9th. So please review. Thank you. Go ahead.
Chair, on, let me see on the, what page is this? On page four, under consideration of appointees, we have Anita Fields being appointed, but in the motion it says Anita Johnson.
Okay, Claire, can you make a note of that, please?
Yes, I'll amend that.
Thank you.
Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes of September 9th. 2024 second. As amended.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the minutes for September 9th, 24 as amended. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? There is none. Motion carries. On. Just a sec. I want to make note that all of these are reappointments. First up, we have Ms. Frances Williams to the Osage Veterans Memorial Commission. Chair will entertain a motion. Go ahead, Congresswoman Rebar.
Yes, thank you. I'll make a motion that Frances Williams is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical legal barriers to service.
There's a motion and a second that Ms. Frances Williams is qualified by education and experience and there are no legal or ethical barriers of service. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? There is none. Motion carries. Moving on. Next up is Ms. Carol Cleason to the Gray Horse Indian Village Committee. Chair will entertain a motion.
Chair.
Go ahead, Congresswoman Rebord.
Thank you. I'll make a motion that Carol Cleason is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
There's a motion and a second that Ms. Carol Gleason is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? There is none. Motion carries. Moving on. Next up is Mr. Michael Hopper for the Traditional Cultural Advisors Committee. Chair will entertain a motion.
Chair.
Go ahead, Congresswoman Rivard.
Thank you. I'll make a motion that Michael Hopper is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
There's a motion and a second that Mr. Michael Hopper is qualified by education and experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? There is none. Motion carries. Moving on. Next up is Mr. Mark Bowman for the Gray Horse Indian Village Committee. Gray Horse Indian Village Committee. Chair will entertain a motion.
Chair.
Go ahead, Congresswoman Rivard.
I'll make a motion that Mark Bowman is qualified by education or experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
There's a motion and a second that Mr. Mark Bowman is qualified by education and experience, and there are no legal or ethical barriers to service. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? There is none. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned. Thank you.